The U.S. national soccer team will take the field at this month's World Cup with a talented group of players and high expectations. But no matter how the team performs, another American soccer story will be written in South Africa as a small group of Americans represent other countries on soccer's biggest stage. Among them is Roger Espinosa, an American citizen born in Honduras. He was selected to play for that country's national soccer team as the Hondurans returned to the World Cup for the first time in 28 years. Espinosa grew up in Puerto Cortes, on Honduras's Atlantic coast, before moving to the U.S. with his parents. The now 23-year-old spent his teen years in the Denver, Colorado area, where he attended high school.
I grew up in Honduras. I've been living here for 10 years, you know, and I went to junior college in Arizona, but I actually grew up in Denver, and that's where my family lives in Denver.
After 2 years of junior college, Espinosa went on to Ohio State University on a soccer scholarship, then decided to pursue a professional soccer career. In the first round of the 2008 Major League Soccer Draft, he was selected by the Kansas City Wizards and has since become a regular performer for the MLS team. The midfielder's strong play in the U.S. Professional League caught the attention of the Honduran national team about 2 years ago. Espinosa made his first appearance for the Catrachos, as the Honduran team is known, early last year, when he scored a goal while representing his nation of birth in the Central American Championships. Espinosa says that was a proud moment for his family. Even though growing up in the United States has Americanized him, he says his family retains its Honduran heritage.
Since I was born there, I have the culture. I also have the culture of the United States, but I'm Americanized, you know, but I felt that I needed to play for Honduras and that was the place that I belonged to, you know, and playing there is an honor for me, you know, because it's just the people in Honduras, just the culture and everything, it makes me happy to play for them.
Espinosa obtained dual nationality when he became an American citizen in 2008. Along with citizenship, he gained a U.S. passport, making the midfielder eligible to play for the American national team in addition to Honduras. Like other dual national soccer players, Espinosa faced a choice between his two countries on the field. FIFA, international soccer's governing body, allows a player to represent only one nation at the senior level.
I had to choose one of the others, and I know everything about the culture in America. But I felt like I belong to Honduras, that's where I was born, that's where I grew up, you know, and I would say I'm better in Spanish language than I am in English. My family doesn't speak English, so my culture is more Honduran, you know, than it is American.
The Honduran national team's quick action in securing the services of the young player also helped. Roger Espinosa says there was little interest in him from the American team, which has become the strongest in the region in recent years. So when Honduras came calling, he did not hesitate. Espinosa went on to score a goal against the United States in a January practice match, a performance which helped him earn a spot on the country's World Cup squad. But he says his Honduran team affiliation will not stop him from supporting his other national team at the World Cup.
Yeah, I definitely want him to win, you know, because not just the United States win, but his friends, a lot of guys that I play with that I know and that I know him throughout my whole life, play for the U.S., so of course I want him to win. I live here the past couple of weeks. I wasn't even playing professional yet, and I wanted U.S. to win. Every time U.S. is playing, I want him to win.
Espinosa says despite soccer's growing popularity in the United States, passion for the game in the country has a long way to go to compare to the fever Hondurans develop at World Cup time. With the Catrachos in the tournament for the first time in nearly three decades, he says the nation has huge expectations for the team and its players.
It means a lot, you know, because Honduras is about 7 to 8 million people there, and they all follow soccer. They're all big fans of soccer. And the last time we made it to the World Cup was in 1982, and that's 29 years ago. And you know, it means a lot to the people, plus the crisis, what's going on in Honduras, made it even better for the people, and now everybody's happy, and soccer changed the country, you know, when soccer's going on over there, everybody's happy, and it changed the economy of the country, so, you know, the players take that very seriously and try and do the best they can to win games.
After the World Cup, Espinosa will return to Kansas City to continue his career in the U.S. League, with his mostly American teammates. But he will have fulfilled the dream of every soccer player to take the field at the World Cup. Honduras begins World Cup play June 16th against Chile. The Catrachos continue the group schedule against Spain and Switzerland, hoping to finish in the top two of the four-team group and advance to the second round for the first time in the nation's history. For VOA News, I'm Brent Latham in Tegucigalpa.